1 John chapter 2. My little children, I write these things to you so that you do not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is a propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for those of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I have come to know him, but who does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But as for whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this means we know that we are in him. He who says that he remains in him has a debt, as he walked, so to walk himself too. Brothers, it is not a new commandment which I am writing to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. There again, I am writing a new commandment to you, that which is true in him and in you, that darkness is passing away, and that the true light is already shining. He who says that he is in the light, but hates his brother, is still in darkness. He who loves his brother remains in the light, and there is no offensiveness in him. He who hates his brother is in darkness, and he walks in darkness, and he does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Little children, I am writing to you because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. Fathers, I am writing to you because you have come to know him who is from the beginning. Young men, I am writing to you because you have overcome the evil one. Children, I am writing to you because you have come to know the Father. Fathers, I have written to you because you have come to know him who is from the beginning. Young men, I have written to you because you are strong and the word of God remains in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because everything that is in the world, carnal appetite and the longing of the eyes, and the pretension of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, as is desire for it. But he who does the will of God remains throughout the age. Children, it is the last hour. And just as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They came out of us, but they did not stem from us, for if they did stem from us, they would have remained with us. But this happened so that they should be made manifest, that not all stem from us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and that no lie stems from the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is an antichrist, one who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father either. As for you, therefore, let what you have heard from the beginning remain in you. If that which you have heard from the beginning remains in you, then you will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise which he made to us, age-abiding life. I have written these things to you concerning those who mislead you. And as for you, the anointing which you received from him remains in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, so just as it has taught you, you will remain in him. And now, little children, remain in him, so that when he is made manifest, we may have confidence, and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been begotten by him.